The food. Dee's also got some food. Dee also brought some beer. It's time to feed the resistance. It is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, and we are celebrating here at the Resistance. We're having our second annual grilled cheese off.
You're going down.
Last year we did it for June Dairy Month. This year it's specifically for this particular day. I also have another reason to do this today.
Okay.
Have you been watching the new Top Chef?
No, but I've been seeing the updates on Facebook.
Don't tell me anything, because my day to watch is Sunday.
Okay.
So I have not seen this week's yet.
Okay.
So don't tell me what happened this week if you've seen stuff on Facebook. But last week was their cheese challenge.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming. Last week they did a cheese challenge. Out of all the chefs, not one made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Some bitch.
Yeah. So we gotta make good for that.
Yeah.
We need to make grilled cheese sandwiches today.
For sure.
So what'd you make?
I made a blackberry brie grilled cheese.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I saw it.
It looks amazing.
Thank you. It came across my news feed, and so I looked up a few different recipes. There was one that had balsamic vinegar in it, too, but I picked the sweeter one that had honey drizzled on
it.
So,
and that, I think that sounds better.
Yeah,
honestly.
Same.
With a little honey in it. Yeah, absolutely. I made my pimento cheese that we've tried several times here.
Yeah.
And both of us, I think, agree that that turns out very well. I made it into a grilled cheese sandwich, but I topped it with a whiskey bacon jam.
Amazing.
That I made last night. It was pretty simple to make, but it took forever to make. It took like over an hour to make this jam.
So, damn.
Yeah. Hopefully it's
good. Well, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to try it. The beer I brought is called Wisconsinitis. It's a cream ale from Three Sheeps up in Sheboygan. I love the label. Looks like the Wisconsin license plate was the inspiration for it. I just kind of loved everything about it. I was definitely drawn to it, and I figured it fit in with the Top Chef thing and it being
grilled
cheese.
That's what I was just going to say. It totally feels right. Wisconsinitis, cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches.
We're doing it.
Let's do it.
All right, awesome. Let's swap here. Halves. This is good. I don't have to buy lunch today.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm trying yours first.
Okay, we'll do the sweet one first. I already took a bite.
And that is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sweetness with that cheese. Melty, melty cheese.
It's magical. Oh, yeah. The cream ale, the creaminess of the cream ale with the creamy cheese.
See, now
fantastic.
You have the advantage of picking the beer to go with your particular sandwich.
So well, and I figured no matter what, cheese always kind of has this creamy place in your mouth, you know?
That's
so
true.
I just went with it. All right, let's try yours. I'm excited for this whiskey bacon jam. Mmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And that works very well as well.
Mm-hmm.
More spice to my cheese, obviously.
Yeah, totally. Mmm, it cuts the spice, and it really brings out the pimento cheese. Yeah. Wow.
It's funny, because you've always said you either go for similar flavors, one pairing, or
a contrast.
A contrast. And we have similar flavors in one sandwich and a contrast in the other sandwich, so it works with both of them for opposite reasons.
It was fate today. Everything just came together, man.
I absolutely love it.
Heck yeah.
All right, we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday, right about this time, on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.